A church in Greensboro is offering sanctuary to a Guatemalan immigrant who is in the U.S. illegally. Juana Tobar Ortega took refuge last weekend inside St. Barnabas Episcopal Church. U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement had ordered Ortega to leave the country by today. She came to North Carolina in 1993, fleeing the threat of political violence. Ortega's husband and two of her children are U.S. citizens. Advocate groups have appealed to Senator Tom Tillis to intervene in her case. Tillis says he doesn't know enough about it.
That particular case is a sad story. You know, we handle casework. We've helped people who have been detained before. I have to know the circumstances of the case, but I'll tell you one thing that we can't do is have broad-based sanctuary policies because those are not, that's not the way to fix this problem.
The Reverend Randall Keeney of St. Barnabas Episcopal, where Juana Ortega has found shelter, joins me to discuss the church's decision.
Well, I believe it's what we're called to do as followers of Jesus of Nazareth. Throughout the Judeo-Christian Islamic tradition, offering hospitality to people, particularly those that are in danger or oppressed in any way, is a priority. Sanctuary has been offered throughout the centuries in various places. It's not a legal concept in the United States, but it nevertheless has been practiced throughout the history of this country.
Reverend Keeney, is Ms. Ortega a member of your congregation?
No, she's not. She's a member of a Pentecostal church in Asheboro, where she's been living for quite a while.
And how did her case come to your church's attention?
We have been in conversation with the American Friends Service Committee, which is the social justice arm of Quakers. We've been in conversation with them for well over a year about this process. Spent some time in discernment and studying and learning and prayer, and then it was tabled until about 2 weeks ago when they called me and said they had a desperate situation and asked if we would consider it. And I went back to my vestry, which is our church board, and talked with them, and they unanimously supported it and spoke with the congregation, and no one objected, and all the voices that spoke were in enthusiastic support.
Well, what about the issue of the legality of this move? You mentioned, I think, that sanctuary is not a legal concept in this country today. Do you consider offering sanctuary to be a legal or illegal action under current U.S. law?
Well, I don't know that it's illegal. I don't know that it's legal. I believe it's part of our religious liberty and our religious freedom that we should be able to offer refuge to those who are in desperate need of it, particularly those who are unjustly targeted. This is really an act of civil disobedience. You can refer to that as illegal if you'd like, but we prefer to use the term maybe prophetic.
Reverend Keeney, have you or other church leaders there at St. Barnabas Episcopal had any contact with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement about this case?
No, we haven't.
Do you anticipate it?
I don't know. We're new to this.
And just to toss out a what if, what would you and other church leaders or members do if ICE agents came to your doors demanding access to Ms. Ortega?
Well, it depends on what side. We wouldn't open the door. That would be a violation of our consciences.
You would not open the door, you're saying?
We would not open the door.
Okay.
And we would appeal to their sense of decency and ethics and their morality to respect the sanctuary that we have offered her here on this property.
How long would your church be prepared to continue this sanctuary arrangement for this particular individual?
Well, we're going to, as long as it takes, either her status ends or she voluntarily ends the sanctuary. She could. I would hope that she wouldn't, but we're with her for the long haul.
Reverend Randall Keeney is vicar of St. Barnabas Episcopal Church in Greensboro, and thank you for talking with us.
You're very welcome.